Karen, Rights for Seniors, we've got a stall here at the Ardèche. What kind of things are you telling them about?
Well, we'll be going around the other party conferences as well, of course, but we've had a great time already at the Sinn Féin Ardèche. Obviously, a historic one, considering it was the first time that it was in the northeast of Ireland. We're looking forward to the other party conferences too, I hasten to add.
So is everybody out there? They're thinking, one dull one, we've got four more to go.
But the reason why I came here specifically was not only to send out the message that we're very active within Advice NI, lobbying and campaigning, but also specifically for the human rights and the very basic rights of older people in our community as well. To that end, we have been funded by Atlantic Philanthropies to build a website called Rights for Seniors, which went live in the spring of this year, and we've been building up an audience ever since then. It's a website that has been created not only for older people themselves in Northern Ireland, but also for professionals who work with them. That could be people within the aid sector or people who work with them in the health trade, etc. So the reason why we had a stall here was mainly to get more people to come online, chat with us. We'll have our associated social media network as well, where we came across yourself, Alan, and hopefully we'll be able to engage with them online, because one of the big problems that we see is a lack of engagement with older members of the community, and also them being isolated from people that actually live beside them. Being online, getting online, closing that digital divide is one way we see of them not only keeping their mind active, but also meeting other people online.
Do you have figures for kind of like what percentage of seniors are actually online? I'm kind of thinking of my granny, even my mum, you know, they're not terribly
technically. We did extensive research throughout the north, and we engaged around about 400 older people throughout the whole of Northern Ireland. That study is actually on our rightsforseniors.net website. It's rights for with the number four seniors.net. That research is there. We found that, if my memory serves me correct, that around about a third of older people have never ever been near a computer, full stop. Of the others who admitted that they have, it's very, very rare usage. Although there was a younger demographic, say around about the age of 60 to 70, that have come in contact with the website.
Silver surfers,
the silver surfers, exactly. And obviously now that society is aging, and younger, older people who are going to be older people in the next generation have more experience because they've had that experience in work. One thing that we found encouraging from this particular conference as well, not only engaging with the great and the good within the Sinn Féin party, but also putting our hands across and meeting the Ógrahinn Féin as well, because it was very encouraging to see how interested the youth here were in older people's rights, and also in the wider issues that Advice NI were discussing at the table too.
As party conferences go, you've been to a few before, I guess, with Advice NI and so on. Is there a different feel to it? Is there a different...
It's
an All-Ireland one, which I guess makes it a much bigger clientele.
I wouldn't want to give my thoughts if there were any negative thoughts.
But it was just kind of a general reflection.
Speaking about this particular conference, there was a great buzz about it last night, and that has spilled over until today. And from what I hear, there's even bigger plans for this evening whenever there's a presidential speech and what have you. So we're very encouraged by the comeback and the feedback that we've had from people at the stall. But now with a few hours still left, we're expecting even more.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.